Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
2026. We are in 2026. We had a fabulous time on last night bringing in the new year as Pastor Beckford released the prophetic word for 2026. And we are very excited to be in this time. All the believers, that gift, stir it up.
Stir it up.
Stir it up. We go back to where we started the week in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, that we are to stir up the gift. We're not to operate in fear, but we are to operate in power, in love, and the sound mind that the Lord has given unto us. He has given us the characteristics and the components. He has favored each and every one of us for a specific assignment here in the earth. So we must be excited about this time, what God is doing, and what he is doing through each and every one of us.
And on this first day of a new year, we can also learn out of the Word of God how to be successful in 2026. If we adopt the principles from the life of Mary and the life of Joseph, if we can adopt that principle in 2026, then guarantee success. It's impossible for you to fail if we can adopt those principles. Mm-hmm. And I would like us to look on this first day and we need to be honest with ourselves. All this great Christmas message that we heard, but don't let us miss this central truth out of verse 34, this encounter, mm-hmm. Mary and the angel. There was this encounter in verse 34.
Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be since I do not know a man?"
So there we see Mary was honest. Mm-hmm. Mary was totally honest. Honest. He says, if you guys read the old thing in the beginning of this new year, everything that the angel says to Mary, Mary come to a point here. I'm not getting it. I'm just not getting how am I going to bring about the Son of God. I'm not getting it because I know no man. So she wants what? Understanding. So in 2026, our first thing we should do is to seek what?
Understanding. Yeah. And then the response in verse 35, and the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." So the answer is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And who is the Holy Spirit? The Bible says that he is our teacher. It's the Spirit of God that teaches us all things. It's the Spirit of God that brings into remembrance the things that we have heard along the way, that stored in the vault of our heart, the Word of God being activated in us in the right time.
Yes.
Right? Because we have a favorite scripture, train up a child in the way that they shall go, right in Proverbs. Parents, grandparents, train up a child in the way that they shall go. When they are old, they will not depart from it. So there, the word that has been spoken over, the Holy Spirit brings into remembrance. Then it comes into remembrance, and he is a teacher. He's a comforter. He's a guide. These are the attributes, the role of the Holy Spirit in our life. It's not just shake, drool, fall on the floor, sweat it out. That's not, that, you know, what people make it seem like, it's a Holy Ghost show, Holy Spirit show. No, the attributes of the Holy Spirit, our teacher, our counselor, able to give guidance, to bring forth comfort. So when she said, how can this be since I do not know a man? It's just the same thing like Nicodemus. He said, how could I be born again? Can I go up again a second time in my mother's womb? So the first response is physical. I don't know a man. But then the angel says, no, it's the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And just like Jesus' answer to Nicodemus, you must be born again by the Spirit.
That's exactly. So without understanding, we cannot fulfill any assignment. Any assignment. You have to have full understanding in order to fulfill that assignment that you are tasked. Because if you notice, Mary is getting it. One, you're favored by God. Number two, he's with you. Number three, there's a purpose. You shall bring forth the Son, Son of God. That's the purpose. And you are blessed, yet Mary don't get it. So she didn't get it, so she want more what? Explanation.
Yes.
That's right.
She's willing to consider it.
That's right.
And not just turn. So many times people just turn it off. Oh, I don't understand the Bible. I don't understand the Bible. I don't know any scripture. And you just cut it off instead of considering.
Yeah.
In verse 29, it said, but when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. So we have to, when we hear the word being taught, we have to consider, how can I apply this word to my life right now? How can I need to consider the word that there's an option? Because a lot of times the devil wants us to feel like we don't have any options, like our back is against the wall and the only thing we could do is bend into his way. But we have to consider the Holy Spirit. We have to consider the direction, the word of God, how he leads us. You know, we say, okay, well, how does the Holy Spirit help us? How does the Holy Spirit lead us? Through the word of God. When you are reading the Bible, the Holy Spirit will begin to ask you questions, to consider specific verses, to go back over again and tie stuff in. It's not a race. It's not, oh, I read the Bible every year. I've read the whole Bible from cover to cover every year for the last 20 years. No, that's not where the productivity comes from. The productivity comes from getting a word from God, understanding verses in the Bible and relating them, tying them back into our lives and doing them. We could read the Bible from cover to cover and get nothing and do nothing except say, I read the Bible from cover to cover.
That's right. But lack understanding. Because without understanding, you can't do.
And, you know, we're very fortunate now in this day and age. There's so many translations of the Bible. If you don't understand it, you could get a version that is very, very easy to understand. Like, I have many versions. I like the New King James Version, but I also have the one called The Message. It's a very, very loose translation of the Bible. And so I use that just to read it, what it says, in just plain English, just what it says, and then I compare it. So the fact that we don't understand the Bible, it really, in this day and age, it's very easy to do it. And we have Google if we don't understand it. We can ask. We have all these resources to help us understand the Word of God. So we have to at least consider trying to understand the Word of God so that we can bring forth what he has for us to do and to use our gifts and to be highly favored. And when he asks us to do things, that we will know that it's God without a doubt.
And wonderful key word for 2026 is get understanding. In all our getting in 2026, the key, we must get understanding. Because you get something, all right. If you get a laptop, brand new laptop, it has all the function. It can do everything. And you have it. and it's yours, and you don't have understanding how to use it, mm-hmm. it's useless. Mm-hmm. It's just a piece of anything mm-hmm. sitting on a desk because you can't use it. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you don't have understanding. So in 2026, when we get the word, mm-hmm. you have to get the understanding of that word. And as you said, Diane, consider it this morning. First, you have to consider what you hear and then get the understanding and then do it. Mm-hmm. And then you get the result.
The example that you gave, you know, with the laptop, you have possession, right,
yeah.
of the laptop. But then you have to also progress
yeah.
in your understanding and your application in order to be able to be productive with the laptop. And this is what a lot of us do. We pray for the laptop. We get the laptop. This is an example, whatever your prayer request is.
Yeah.
But we don't progress with it, and we don't produce with it, but we're praying for another laptop.
Yeah.
So now we have another laptop that we're not progressing with, and we're not producing anything with.
Yeah.
And then we're praying for a third laptop.
Yeah.
So think yeah. about how we're praying for all these things, and these things are stacked up, but we're not utilizing them because we don't have the understanding. We're not taking the time to progress through the process, right? You got to progress through the process to be able to get the understanding to utilize them and be productive. Because what you know, you could have a stack of 10 laptops, but you're not going to be able to produce anything unless you progress through the progress through in each and every step to be able to learn, to be able to produce with excellence. Then you realize, I didn't need 10 laptops, I need one. I need one that I know how to use.
That's right.
I need to take the time to build my understanding. It's not in the quantity, it's the quality of the understanding that we have. When you understand, you know, people could figure out a lot of uses for one thing because they have the understanding. They know what needs to be done, and they learn how to use one thing, one specific set of tools, the ones that God has given onto them with excellence, the ones that God has favored onto them to be able to produce what they are to produce in the world.
So in all you're getting in 2026, mm-hmm. on this first day, what you need to get, understanding. And we'll continue this teaching to show you how important it is for you to get the understanding of the matter before mm-hmm. you run.
Mm-hmm.
You need to fully understand what you're about to do.
That builds the confidence
yeah.
so you continue to the end. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Some words on a page that show nothing more than fables handed down along the way. But I've seen you part the waters where no one else could pull me from the deep. That's who you are to me.
Some people think you just live in cathedrals made of stone, but I know you live inside my heart. I know that it's your home. And I've seen you in a sunset, in the eyes of a stranger on the street. The two you are to me.